This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Four members of a Homeland Security Advisory Council resigned on Monday in protest over the Trump administration's immigration policies. In a letter sent to DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, the members called the practice of separating children from their families morally repugnant. Under the policy enacted by President Trump before he reversed it with an executive order, more than 2,500 kids were separated from their parents. Now, under a court order, the administration has until July 26 to reunite the families. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the post-traumatic stress some of these children are facing as a result of the policy. But first, we turn to David Martin. He's a law professor at University of Virginia and former deputy general counsel of the DHS under President Obama. Until Monday, he was also a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council under President Trump. David, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks very much.
So tell us a little bit about what the letter said and how you and your colleagues arrived at the decision to resign.
Well, this had been building for a while. There had been concern among many of us who were members of the council since really the first week of the administration about some of the actions taken. And that first week was the travel ban, barring people, attempting to bar people primarily Muslim countries. Several of us had been talking about our concerns then and had voiced some of it in our contacts with officers of the Department of Homeland Security. The concern built from other actions that were taken. For me personally, the pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the controversial sheriff from the Phoenix area, that was another event. But the precipitating event was clearly the policy of separating children from their parents as they came across the border.
So I guess the question is, why now? Was there something specific that tipped the scales for you to do this now? This policy has been implemented and then backtracked for a couple of weeks now.
Well, it did start, conversations started right when the policy became apparent. It took a while. There were many of our colleagues. People had different views about the right approach. We wanted to see if others might come along. I believe there still are other members who are thinking about resigning. So, yes, it took a while. It took a while to reach agreement on the text of our joint letter. And there were decisions by a couple of us to send separate letters as well.
I guess, and the other question is, now that the four of you have stepped down, are you thinking you can have more of an impact on this administration's policies from outside of the council? Does resigning advance the cause of trying to get families back together?
Well, we hope so. That remains to be seen. Different members of our group had different motivations. Some simply felt that it was clear that there's no way that we are being listened to here on these kinds of important issues. And it wasn't just the child separation issue. It was broader factors of immigration policy generally. But others of us, I'm certainly committed to doing this, to trying to advance changes in whatever way is possible. I've been engaged in this area for several decades. I do a lot of writing. I'm going to try to continue that. And I don't have a lot of optimism of changing the minds of those who are doing this in the White House. But for this issue to remain a live one during these elections and for Congress to get more engaged at whatever point they can.
David, there's a lot of folks watching what's happening and feeling very frustrated by the lack of ability to really stop this or have an impact on it. We're seeing flow charts coming from the administration in terms of how they want to reunite these families. But taking a step back from all of that and all the frustration, you are a constitutional law scholar. How do you think the treatment of these migrants fits into our legal framework in the United States?
Well, as I said in my individual letter, it was quite surprising to me, even with the initial decision to separate families, quite surprising how casual the department seemed to be about keeping track of the relationships in order to reunify them. There's absolutely no legal basis for any kind of permanent separation. It's true that, yes, when someone is arrested and placed in jail awaiting trial, the children can't go with them. And I should say there are occasions when separating a particular child from accompanying adults is appropriate. There are instances of child trafficking that the department encounters. There are situations in which someone who's not the child of the individuals traveling, children have been lent or rented out in a rather abusive way. for people to appear more sympathetic when they show up at the border. So I don't criticize the department for being vigilant and sometimes taking the children away. But even if you're doing that, you need to keep absolutely perfect records so that you can reunite the children later. And there's certainly constitutional values that are implicated by that. Even for people who have just arrived at our borders, we need to treat them with respect. They have rights to sustain their families. And so there's definitely that kind of an element. But even if there were full legal authority for the step that's taken, it's not required by law. It's certainly not required by law to prosecute the individuals in the way that was done. So our main objection was a policy decision, and that's really how we have to wrestle with this as a country. We need different policies for addressing what is a very difficult situation as people arrive from troubled countries in Central America and come to our borders. Not all of them are going to qualify for asylum. We need systems for dealing with that. There are ways of doing that, however. Again, as I emphasized in my letter, there are ways of running an effective asylum adjudication system and an effective immigration enforcement system that are humane, that address the issues, that treat people with respect, but still could be serious about the enforcement objectives that the administration has and that are legitimate.
David Martin was the Deputy General Counsel of the Department of Homeland Security under President Obama. Until Monday, he was also a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council under President Trump. He, along with three colleagues, resigned this week over the administration's immigration policies. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.